Phillies hosting the Braves Friday night. Jeremy Hellickson on the mound for Philly. His 1.59 ERA is seventh best in the bigs. We pick up the action in the bottom of the second.
Swing and a hot shot hit to second. Phillips has it. Brian Gorman dancing around it to avoid getting hit. Phillips, before throwing the ball to first base, gave a nod to Brian Gorman for his maneuver to get out of the way of that.
A little first and third here. Shoot that big hole between first and second.
Line drive, base hit it to left center field. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Cesar will coast home. He's around third already. He'll score. RBI double for Aaron Altair. 2-0 Phillies.
No balls, two strikes. The right-hander's pitch. Swung on, poked to right. There's a base hit. Nice and easy swing. Joseph serves it out to right field. It's an RBI single, and it's a 3-0 Phillies lead.
It's amazing. You don't have to hit the ball hard. You don't have to swing hard to be productive. And especially against Cologne, you think about letting the ball get farther in on you or deeper in the zone. And that's all he did there.
Swing and a miss. Phillips down to his knee. Says that he fouled it off, but the home plate umpire says no. Now that's the fourth strikeout for Hellickson. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Hellickson. Seven innings tonight for the Phillies right-hander. Down the left field line, and that will... Ooh, that's a fair ball home run. That did not hook at all. But Adonis Garcia has made this a one-run game. It is a 4-3 ball game. We have to put the tarp on the field, I think. Yep, Brian Gorman just signaled. I don't think they have a choice at this point. Just let this storm speed through. So it's a one-run game, and now the tarp goes on the field here in the top of the ninth inning.
And now the tying run is in scoring position. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. And Hector Neris works through a tough ninth inning, but he gets the save as the Phillies hang on for a one-run victory tonight over the Braves, 4-3 the final.
Pete McKinnon saw his team hold on in the ninth to win the series opener against the Braves, 4-3. Here's the skipper's postgame thoughts.
From last year up till now, we had lost seven in a row to them, which I wasn't aware of, but it was nice to beat them, just like we beat the Mets. So Hellickson was good. Really kept him off balance. Made a mistake to Freeman. Tried to come up and in. Left it out over the plate. Benoit did a heck of a good job, and Neris hung in there. He made some good pitches, a few bad ones, but he got out of it. I don't know how that ball went out that Garcia hit, but it didn't hook. I kept waiting for it to hook. It didn't hook. Cesar, three hits. Altair, a couple hits. He's swinging the bat well. Rupp hit the ball hard. Tommy Joseph hit the ball hard. Franco got that not a base hit. He hit that swing and bunt to the third base again and drove a run in, put the ball in play, got himself an RBI, drove in a run. So all in all, I'm pretty pleased with today.
You make that decision to pull Hellickson, I guess, at 90 pitches, and then in the ninth inning after he gets that home run, you have to wait through the delay. What were you thinking about?
I wasn't comfortable waiting during the lay for their first baseman to come up, Freeman. It wasn't a good thing to wait for, but we got him, and heck, everybody did a good job.
So if it's a long delay, what do you do?
I'm sorry?
If it's a long delay, what do? You put him back in there?
Who, Hellickson, or you mean Neris? Yeah, if it's not a long delay, I don't put him in. It wasn't long enough, you know, it was... A little bit longer, we wouldn't have put him back in. And at that point, there were a few possibilities. I'm glad I didn't have to do that.
Hellickson has obviously always been very methodical on the mound, but he's also, since joining the Phillies, been one of the most efficient pitchers in terms of pitches thrown. I mean, through four starts, just what have you seen that has just made him so consistent for you guys?
Command of his stuff. You know, he's got that changeup that keeps hitters off balance, and he locates it extremely well. He locates his secondary stuff as well as his fastball. You know, he made a mistake, as I said, to Freeman, didn't locate it where he wanted to. But in general, you know, that's what he does. And he is efficient because he throws strikes. And he gets them to swing at his soft. And when he locates his fastball, he can get them out with any pitch he's got.
What do you think of that catch Odubel made in the eighth?
It was a good catch. I think that it was a little tricky up there because a couple of balls were hit that I thought were going out. I thought Cesar's ball might go out, but it must have been heavy air, the ball there. Freeman's was there was no doubt about his, but there was a couple out there that I thought were going to carry more. So it was probably tricky.
What do you think was going through Harris's mind during 24
today? I don't know. I think he's pretty collected about stuff like that, and he just. Yeah, well, you know, he's when he throws that split and he throws it well, he's the best man for the job, in my opinion. And he just made a couple of he threw a couple splits that weren't – that didn't bite as much as he'd like. That last one did, though.
You've got a really good vantage point of seeing how off-balance hitters get when facing Hellickson's cutter – change-up, sorry. That's something that he moved to a little bit more in the second half of last season and has continued in this season. Was that on purpose for any reason, or is it something he just continued getting comfortable with?
Actually, he threw it early in the season, but not as often because he didn't have a good feel for it. And then, as you said, later in the season, as the season wore on, he got a better feel for it, and I think he started using it more because of that. You know, a lot of it has to do with the feel. And, like, for example, I don't think Neris had a good feel for his split tonight, but that's his out pitch. And I think that's what happened to Hellickson. He got that feel and gave him confidence.
Altair's gotten a start a lot, obviously, with Kendrick out. I mean, if he keeps hitting the ball like he is, what do you do with him once Howie comes back in terms of...
Well, right now, Altair's our fourth outfielder, and I'm going to get him in there as early and often as I can. I mean, I think we see a couple of left-handers. We see a left-hander tomorrow. We see a couple in our next series, I believe. So I'll keep getting him in there as much as I can.
After the last couple of starts you've had, when you had starters that could not put guys away when they were heading counts, you know, Hellickson's not walking guys. Is that because of the command that you talked about, or is that just a mentality veteran kind of thing that he's been able to learn?
I think pitchers mature later in their later 20s, and I think that's the type of thing we're waiting for some of these younger guys to learn. And you know, very often younger pitchers think that the harder they throw, they're going to get that guy out. But really, softer is better. That was a phrase I think that Maddox used to say. You know, and Hellickson gets it. You know, sometimes or very often soft is better than hard when you're in trouble. Look at Cologne. He made a couple guys look bad on change-ups and soft when he was in trouble. He minimized his damage.
The series continues on Saturday. Jaime Garcia goes for Atlanta against Jared Eichhoff for the Phillies.